Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. Flaming Fowl Studios, known for their work on card battler Fable Fortune and the video game adaptation of the board game Gloomhaven, has recently made headlines with a series of mixed announcements. The studio revealed their latest project, Ironmarked, a co-op RPG featuring turn-based combat designed for one, three players. Accompanying the announcement, they released a demo of the game, aiming to give players a taste of what's to come. However, alongside the introduction of Ironmarked, Flaming Fowl delivered some disheartening news. Citing financial difficulties within the games industry, the studio announced that they are pausing production on Ironmarked and have been forced to downsize, resulting in layoffs. This decision reflects broader challenges in the gaming sector, where funding has become increasingly scarce. Craig Oman, CEO of Flaming Fowl, elaborated on the situation in an interview with VGC. He noted that after the completion of Gloomhaven, the studio secured a publisher for Ironmarked and received multiple offers. However, the situation took a turn when their publisher withdrew support in mid-2022, forcing Flaming Fowl to self-fund since August of that year. Despite efforts to secure new partnerships, publishers have been hesitant to commit, leaving the studio in a precarious position. Oman expressed disappointment that publishers are currently uninterested in signing new projects, despite positive feedback about Ironmarked's potential and the quality of the team behind it. This lack of support has led to a significant strategic setback for Flaming Fowl, forcing them to reconsider their immediate plans and focus on helping affected employees find new opportunities. The release of the Ironmarked demo serves not only as a showcase of the game, but also as a portfolio piece for the talented developers who are now seeking employment elsewhere. Embracer Group CEO Lars Wingefors has recently addressed the significant criticism the company has received over the past year, describing the experience as painful. In an interview with Games Industry Biz, Wingefors discussed Embracer's recent strategic decisions, including the layoffs of 1,387 employees and the cancellation of 29 unannounced projects since June 2023. He acknowledged some missteps in the company's actions, admitting that he has faced substantial criticism both internationally and domestically in Sweden. Wingefors emphasized that while he accepts a large portion of the blame, he believes that the criticism should not be directed entirely at his team or the companies under Embracer. He stated, "As a leader and an owner, sometimes you need to take the blame, and you need to be humble about if you've made mistakes, and if you could have done something differently. I'm sure I deserve a lot of criticism, but I don't think my team or companies deserve all the criticism. I could take a lot of that blame myself." The CEO also highlighted recent organizational changes, noting that Embracer has split into three separate entities: Asmodee Group, Coffee Stain and Friends, and Middle-earth Enterprises and Friends. He explained that this restructuring aims to maximize the potential of each group by providing them with distinct leadership and strategic direction, ultimately supporting Embracer's overarching mission. When pressed about specific errors he was accountable for, Wingefors referred to a long list of areas where both he and the company could have performed better. Despite the challenges, he expressed confidence in the continued support and trust from key leaders within the group. Wingefors remains optimistic about Embracer's future, underscoring a commitment to adapt to changing industry conditions and to continue developing a robust pipeline of games. "This is painful. We can't make all the games we wanted to make 3 years ago, but we need to change. We will still make games. We still have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, pipeline of games in the industry. And we have great plans over the coming years or decades," Wingefors concluded. During a recent Q&A session hosted by Streamly, voice actors from Grand Theft Auto V revealed intriguing details about a planned story expansion for the game that was ultimately shelved. Stephen Ogg, who voiced Trevor, along with Ned Luke and Sean Fontano, who voiced Michael and Franklin respectively, discussed the scrapped downloadable content that would have featured Trevor in a dramatically different role. According to Ogg, Rockstar Games initially intended to develop continuing stories for the game's main characters, Michael, Franklin, and Trevor. For Trevor, the expansion was set to portray him as an undercover agent working for the Federal Investigation Bureau, a stark contrast to his usual chaotic demeanor. Ogg described the character in this scrapped content as James Bond Trevor, still flawed and somewhat inept, but striving to do his best in a role that demanded a level of finesse. Ogg mentioned that they had even begun shooting scenes for this DLC, suggesting that development was underway before the project was unexpectedly shelved. The actors speculated that the cancellation of this story expansion was due to the overwhelming success of GTA Online, which has continued to grow and remain highly popular among gamers since its launch. Ned Luke suggested that the shift in focus towards the online component and its potential for ongoing revenue likely influenced Rockstar's decision to prioritize GTA Online over additional single-player content. Moon Studios has rolled out its most substantial update, yet for no rest for the wicked, aiming to enhance the game's performance and address the concerns reflected in its mixed user review rating on Steam. Since its launch in early access on April 18th, the game attracted notable player numbers, but faced criticism over various issues, including performance lapses, localization errors, and missing quality of life features. More details on the game's performance can be found in IGN's review of the early access phase. The update, referred to as Hotfix 3, brings improvements across several areas. It boosts overall performance, adjusts game balance, enhances loot systems, optimizes harvesting, and upgrades graphics. Additionally, it resolves progression blockers and introduces new settings options, aiming to create a smoother gaming experience. One of the notable changes includes the automatic camera zoom adjustment for handheld devices and performance mode, which is likely to be well received by players using devices like the Steam Deck. This adjustment underscores Moon Studios' commitment to refining gameplay across various platforms. Thomas Mahler, CEO and creative director of Moon Studios, reached out to the community via Twitter, encouraging early access players to remain patient as the team pushes towards the final 1.0 release. Mahler acknowledged the community's expectations, given the investment they have made. "We understand that people paid good money to play Wicked, so they expect a good experience on their machines from the get-go," Mahler explained. He assured players that ongoing optimizations and updates would continue throughout the early access period, allowing players not only to witness the game's improvement firsthand, but also to contribute feedback directly influencing further development. The recent update to Tomb Raider Remastered has sparked discussions among players after it was noticed that certain in-game images of Lara Croft have been removed. This discovery was first reported by a fan on Reddit, who observed that pin-up pictures of Lara, previously visible in the beginning of Tomb Raider 3 Sleeping with the Fishes level, were absent in the remastered graphics mode. This observation prompted others to verify the claim by checking their own copies of the game, confirming that the images were indeed no longer present. Interestingly, these pictures still appear in the original graphics mode, suggesting that the removal was specific to the remastered version. The timing and reasoning behind this change are not immediately clear, as there was no mention of the removal in the patch notes accompanying the game's second major update, which was released on April 11th. The absence of any official explanation for the removal of these images has led to speculation and discussion among the Tomb Raider community. Microsoft's indie game initiative, Idaho Xbox, is gearing up for its next digital showcase on Monday, April 29th. Scheduled to start 10 a.m. PT, the event promises a plethora of indie game highlights featuring epic trailers, fresh gameplay, and exciting new reveals. One of the main attractions of this year's showcase will be Lost Records Bloom and Rage from Life is Strange developer Don't Nod. In addition to this highlight, the showcase will also include updates on other indie favorites. For instance, Vampire Survivors, known for its lack of vampires despite the name, is set to preview a new Contra-themed expansion. Moreover, attendees can look forward to seeing more from Dungeons of Hinterberg and 33 Immortals, the latter being a new project from the acclaimed developers at Thunder Lotus Games, known for their previous work on Spiritfarer. The ID Xbox event will be broadcast in partnership with IGN, ensuring a wide-reaching platform for these indie titles. Viewers can tune into one of IGN's channels to catch the event live, including an American Sign Language version to accommodate a broader audience. Post-show, you can expect a comprehensive roundup of the most notable announcements, perfect for catching up over tea time. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we've ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.